There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we got the doctor in the house. I know, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I'm going to be going on vacation in a little bit. Not today, of course. And, you know, every time I'm on a plane, you know, it's funny. A lot of doctors are like, okay, you know what? Let me just, I don't want the paparazzi. Let me just kind of sit, and be left alone and, whatever. Because, once somebody knows there's a doctor on the plane, everybody wants free medical advice, okay? You know, but me, having dealt with some codes, on the airplane, I want them to know, where to wake me up, and to go easy on the alcohol if they serve any. So I get on the plane going, yeah, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. Who? I'm Dr. Dahlia. Oh, I know who you are. Yay, yay. I like him. Then I sit down and they're like, okay, what are you a doctor of? And I'm like, well, I'm a family doctor. So you're a doctor that treats what? Forget it. I'm here. So, I know a lot of you guys are like, oh man, Dr. Dahlia's here, but there is some good. Okay. There is some benefit. Maybe not immediately. I haven't really been following this whole Shawshank Redemption prison break. I don't even think they found these guys. Did they find these guys yet? I don't know. But anyway, we're hearing about Joyce Mitchell, who was, I guess, accused of helping these killers escape the upstate New York prison. Wasn't it in, like, Clinton Correctional Facility? Something like that? Okay. So I'm reading now that apparently she would have 30-minute sexual trysts in a storage container, I should probably say they call it a cupboard. My guess is like a closet. So a storage 30-minute tryst. Now, they say she had sex with David Sweat as many as 100 times. I'm not sure if Sweat is his real name or not. I'm not really sure. But, I'm kind of confused how sex lasts 30 minutes. Okay. Now I know I'm not a, expert in sex. Okay. But about 2.5 minutes and we're done. And you guys teach me. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Not teach me personally one-on-one, but what do you do for 30 full minutes? And I know a lot of you guys are like, no, 30 full minutes is fine. That's not a big deal. No, it's not fine. 30 full minutes is not, it's a long time. Think about it. I've been talking right now for about maybe 1.5 minutes. Okay, I would have already been done. Anyway, Mitchell's husband, Lyle, insisted his wife never had sex with either of the two escapees, saying that she had sworn on their son's life that she was telling the truth. But apparently, we find out she was smuggling food to them. She also smuggled hacksaw blades and other stuff and hamburger meat. And these hacksaw blades and some of the other tools, the screwdriver bit, etc., were placed to a hamburger and then put in a refrigerator freezer. And I guess she would, bring it to them. I don't know, during the sexual tryst. Maybe they talked a little bit. It just, I didn't know, that inmates have that much time. So anyway, I guess the inmates lived next door to each other in the prison, and it wasn't always the case, but I guess she was able to make that happen. She was able to kind of, work, using her connections. Now, I watch Orange is the New Black, and, it kind of talks about prison life. I have absolutely no idea how realistic it is. Okay, I know people are like saying, oh, yeah, that's so realistic. I don't know because I've never been in jail, and I don't intend to be. But it sounds like these guards do garner relationships with you know, the prisoners. And, you know, from a psychological standpoint, why? Well, one is, you know, people like to be close to, you know, people they work with, okay? And sometimes for people to kind of, I guess, get into work, they need to, I guess, enjoy or be excited about something that happens at work. So some people will even, I guess, fabricate a relationship mentally and make it more than it is until finally they are really, really into it. You see what I mean? And so that could be one of these things, because I'm looking at everybody involved. Nobody's a real looker. I'm going to say that right now. Okay? Next, maybe there are people out there that really can't get through the day without having sex. I'm not one of those people. Okay? I mean, I'm at work the whole time. There is absolutely nothing that turns me on at work or would even make me think about sex. Okay? I got, you know, too much to do. All right? So, and I think that's what's hard for a lot of us. You know, a lot of us, we go into the office or we go into the hospital or we, I don't know, you know, go into the radio studio and, you know, there's really nothing stimulating about it. You know, Lord knows the engineers that have to work on my show, even if they were in any sort of a sexual mood, by the time they start listening to my show or my voice, it's already completely kiboshed. So no desire there. But anyway, I think, you know, there are people out there that really, really, you know, look forward to daytime sex. Maybe their cortisol is up and maybe the idea of somebody in prison. See, to me, you know, a cop is a big turn on. But to other people, I guess prison is a big turn on. I don't know. So anyway, this woman kind of kept herself busy. It looks like it just wasn't a one-way street. New York State is offering a $50,000 reward for information that leads to the capture of each man, or $100,000 for both. You guys figured out the math on that one? $50,000 for one or $100,000 for both. You tell me what's the better deal. The U.S. Marshals Service had placed Sweat and Mr. Matt. I don't know what Mr. Matt's first name is. I think his name is Matt because that's what they used when they had sex. Anyway, right now, they're on now the 15 most wanted fugitives, and they are offering a $25,000 reward for each man. So let's do the math. That could be $150,000 if you find these guys. All right, be careful. Well, my guess is just offer them some hamburger meat and sex in a cupboard. I guess that's the way to trap them. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Randy writes, 30 minutes, that's short. I can last a whole hour. I don't know how you guys do it, really? A whole hour for sex? I mean, that's great exercise. It's just, wow. I mean, see, I would think an hour means you got a lot of saltpeter on board. Viagra is back in the news. And they say Viagra, this is another study. Remember we talked about how Viagra may increase your risk of skin cancer? Here we go, another study. Researchers at New York University found that despite raising the risk of melanoma by 21%, wow, 21%, they don't think the Viagra will actually cause the skin cancer. So why is it that men who are using Viagra are 21% more likely to get melanoma? Now, the first thing I thought of, which is probably what you guys thought of, is their pants are off. And maybe the son is now being exposed to things that usually wouldn't get exposed to. Because remember, you know, our genital areas do not have as thick skin as the other parts of our body. So if you get a sunburn up in there or on there, you don't have as much protection. But here's the thing. I mean, I've only been to a nude beach once. And I really don't suntan that way. So either you guys are having a lot of sex on the beach or there's something else going on. Now, you don't always have to get melanoma by sun exposure. You dig? All right? Maybe there's something else to these medicines that seem to make you a little bit more susceptible. Now, what did researchers do? Well, researchers collected and analyzed the medical records of more than 20,000 men. I'm assuming these men were okay with people looking at the records. 4,065 men were found to have malignant melanoma between 2006 and 2012. Among these men, 2,100 had used any of the three main drugs for erectile dysfunction, Viagra, Levitra, or Cialis. And among them, 435 had skin cancer. So, okay, so we had malignant melanoma, and then we had, okay, so I'm a little confused by what they were getting at, but that's okay. Based on their findings, researchers concluded, thank you, please conclude this because you're confusing us, that the risk of melanoma found among erectile dysfunction drug users was modest, weakening the idea that the drugs were behind the overall observed increase in risk. But we are still seeing some sort of a relationship. So what does that mean for you or I? Okay, well, I don't take Viagra, so I guess I don't have to worry. All right, let's move on. Nah, I got to protect you guys. I mean, first of all, keep it in your pants. Okay, I mean, your pants offer very, very good sun protection. Second, I would say get a skin cancer check anyway. You guys should be having your skin looked at on a regular basis anyway, right? Okay, we've talked about that. Okay, you should be going for skin cancer screens. And, you know, all areas should be looked at. Now, what I would like to see is a study at people that took Viagra and had melanoma. Where was their melanoma? Okay, was it on sun-exposed areas or was it on non-sun-exposed areas? Because that would be very, very interesting. Now, some of you are like, wait a second here. Don't some medications make you hypersensitive to the sun? Absolutely. Very good. You guys remembered that episode when I talked about drugs and hypersensitivity to the sun. Absolutely. Like your sulfa medications, your water pills, like your hydrochlorothiazide. You know, there are medicines out there that will increase your risk of having, let's say, either a sun reaction, etc. So maybe these medications are unfortunately putting you at risk. All right. And so I would suggest if you are using Viagra, just use some extra protection. Even though a lot of you guys are indoors or like those prison people, we're inside a, as they call it, a cupboard. Cupboard. That's got to be one big cupboard to hold those two people. All right, let's talk about sun sensitizing drugs. Sun sensitizing, I know, the show just gets more exciting every day. For this is Janice, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. What medications could be really messing with you guys? All right, well, let's take a look here. Okay, here we go. Now, let's talk about some definitions here. And medicine.net, MedicineNet, great site to review this and a great site for me to read off of when I do the show. They say many common medications may cause a reaction in some individuals that's similar to a sunburn. So you're like, wait a second. I was only in the sun. All right. And all of a sudden, hours later, I got this big burn and I wasn't even in the sun that long. That could be a photosensitive reaction. There's also phototoxic reactions that can happen hours after exposure to the sun and photoallergic reactions that can happen several days after exposure to the sun because your allergic response can be delayed. So photosensitivity, you get inflammation of the skin. So you get the erythema. It looks like a sunburn, but it wasn't necessarily a sunburn. All right. So what is the difference? You got the phototoxic. The phototoxic is where the drug that you took becomes activated. And now it turns around and screws up your skin. So the skin looks like a sunburn. It looks pretty acute because the drug got activated. UVA radiation is most commonly associated with this phototoxicity, but UVB can also do this. Photoallergic is where the UV light hits the drug, but it changes the structure of the drug. So the drug itself won't turn around and be a bad guy and hurt you. But the body goes, wait a second. Your body's immune system goes, wait a second. Okay, this drug is different. And now it looks like it has some antigens or something. I need to go into full-blown anaphylaxis or something like that, or an allergic response. So then your immune system gets triggered by this drug that got all screwed up by the sun. And some of these could be eczema-looking, a lot more long-lasting. So you see, when you take medications, it all depends on what these reactions could be and what these could convert the chemicals. Everything we're taking are chemicals. Okay, it's, you know, now when you look at some of these reactions, some of them look like real burns. It looked like somebody threw hot water on them. So if you have no idea what just happened, all right, just let a doctor take a peek. But please, please, please bring into your doctor or medical provider the list of medicines you take. So I talked to you guys about the antibiotics. These sulfonamides, like your Bactrim, sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim, these things are big. But also tetracycline. Some of you guys have used tetracycline still for acne. Or doxycycline. Doxycycline, some of you guys use for rosacea, etc. You get rosacea sometimes, which is a rash from, you know, the spring, summer that you seem to get on your face. Well, doxycycline, if you guys take that, even the Oracea or the topical type ones, can cause a photosensitive reaction. And then men, a lot of times, are on Cipro or Levaquin. Anytime you guys have an epididymitis or an orchitis or something wrong with your genitals or bladder or whatever, or bowels, a lot of times we give you Cipro. We give Cipro a lot to men. Those could also cause phototoxic reactions. Benadryl. If you guys take the antihistamine Benadryl, that could also cause a phototoxic reaction. Some of you guys are like, Dahlia, I'm going to go to West Africa, and I'm going to get my preventative malaria medication, okay, like Plaquenil or my chloroquine or my quinine or whatever. I'm going to take those. All right, and or either to treat for malaria, and I'm going to be out in the sun. That could also cause a reaction. Chemotherapy drugs could cause a reaction. Cardiac drugs. Some of you guys are on nifedipine or Procardia or diltiazem, Cardizem for your blood pressure. Those things could react in the sun. Amiodarone. Right, for those of you that have abnormal heart rhythms, that can mess you up. The water pills I talked to you guys about, like the hydrochlorothiazide, that could react. Your furosemide, Lasix. Those of you guys on water pills for congestive heart failure, those could do it. Some of you guys are diabetic, and you guys are taking the sulfonylureas, which are glyburide, micronase, glynase, diabetes. Some of these glyburide sulfonylurea medications could also put you at risk. Now, some of you guys are like, oh, yeah, I do nothing like that. Come on, leave me alone. Maybe I'll pop an Advil. Aleve or whatever. Those could do it too. Your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs could do it as well. All right, we've already talked about acne medications. Accutane could do it. And then psychiatric drugs. Some of you guys are on the tricyclic antidepressants. Some of these, like Tofranil, some of these tricyclic antidepressants can also cause a phototoxic reaction. Now, what about photoallergic? Well, oxybenzone, sunscreens could cause a photoallergic, okay? Salicylates, like an aspirin, antimicrobials, certain sort of things used in hand sanitizers could do it. Some of you guys take Celebrex as a painkiller. Celebrex, a COX-2 inhibitor, those can cause allergic reactions and certain chemotherapy. All right. Boy, I taught you guys something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently an anesthesiologist, so career may be vaporized. No, probably not that bad. Did something dumb. She was making fun of her sedated patient. And now has to pay, I believe, $500,000. A patient in Virginia said he used his phone and accidentally left it recording during the whole procedure. When he pressed play on the ride home, we don't know his name, he was listening to the doctors mocking him throughout the whole thing. I guess he was being referred to by anesthesiologist Tiffany Ingham as probably having tuberculosis in his penis. So he gets $50,000 for that tuberculosis comment alone as part of a $500,000 payout. The defamation portion included another $50,000 tied to Dr. Ingham, warning an assistant not to touch a genital rash that the patient had, noting that she might get some syphilis on your arm or something. Ingham then dubbed the rash's source the aforementioned penile tuberculosis. Ingham also reportedly called the man a big wimp and a retard, according to the source, joked about firing a gun up his rectum, made fun of his alma mater, the University of Mary Washington, and threatened to falsely note on his chart that he had hemorrhoids. What the hell? The Washington Post reports that she did note he had hemorrhoids. I guess the jury awarded another $200,000 punitive damages and $200,000 for medical malpractice after a three-day trial in which her lawyers tried to argue that the recording wasn't legal. But it turns out that as a one-consent state, the patient did not have to get the doctor's okay to record. The Washington Post reports it could not reach Dr. Ingham for comment, but it did verify that the 42-year-old has been moved to Florida and no longer works for a practice that I guess she might have originally been a part of. Now, something like this is one of the most embarrassing things I could even think of, because you guys come to us, okay, and you trust us, and you're undressed. And there are some very, very involved, intense, internal type of exams being done. And, you know, even when I was in training, I never heard the idiot doctors make fun of the patient. I've never heard them go, man, did you see his wife? She was sexy. Remember in Scrubs they had sexy coma wife or tasty coma wife or something like that? That would not happen in the hospital. People had a level of decorum. They had a level of professionalism. And so, you know, there was a lot of respect. And so never in my training at UNR, UMC in Las Vegas, or UCLA did I see any of that. All right? So I don't want you guys to think that's the norm. I have no idea what this woman's problem was to sit there and make fun of him. Now, let's say there is an open wound, or let's say there is something that could be contagious and you have a medical student in the room, okay? And you're like, okay, look, you know, be careful touching that. You don't know if it's contagious. You don't know if it's of shakers or whatever. You know, make sure you're keeping your gloves on. Okay? And, here's an open wound. You want to watch for that. We got to dress that. Watch out for that. There's a needle over there. That needle needs to be thrown out. Watch yourself on that. So you will guide your medical students or your junior residents to be careful. Okay? You know, the guy had a rash on his penis. Didn't you diagnose it? You know, I mean, you think that's normal for somebody to have that? You need to examine him. Examine him and find out what he needs. He can't live with something like that. What are you making him do? So you'd hear talk like that, but nobody is insulting the patient. They're yelling at each other to make sure that they're treating something that needs to be treated. But that was about the most I would hear. And so something like this is very, very embarrassing. And can I speak for the medical community by saying that is not what we do? And, I was kind of trained that, you know, there are some people out there that claim that they hear us while they're under anesthesia. You know, so on purpose, I'm like, oh, he was so nice. He was whatever. And now I know some of you are like, okay, Dolly, come on, tell us the nitty gritty. What happens if you have a patient that's a real pain in the butt, or a patient that's, you know, a jerk to you or whatever? Okay, well, we are human beings. Okay, we are human beings. But what we do is we don't just discharge him from the practice. You know, this person, did he yell at you? Was he being a jerk to you guys? If he was being a jerk, okay, I'm not going to put you, you know, at risk. We won't have him come in anymore. Discharge him. Okay? I mean, if somebody is abusing my staff, we had one patient that was hitting on the staff and always trying to hug him. I was like, that's not going to happen. He's out of here. So it's my job to protect my staff. All right, but to sit there and ridicule somebody, And to sit there and make fun of a medical ailment, no, that's something that would never be done, should never be done. And so it's a shame. Now, should he have gotten $500,000? The one thing that I am, though, a little confused about is how to navigate our computer age or our digital age with people videotaping you or audio taping you when you don't know. So, like, for example, I'll have a woman come in to me as a patient. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And she'll be like, I think my husband's cheating on me. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, this is horrible. I don't know. This happened. He's cheating on me. You know, what would you do? All right. And, you know, I would, you know, now me, okay, you guys know, you know, I am desperately married to my husband because I don't think I'll find another man. So he already knows that even if he cheated on me, I'm going to still stay with him because, you know, nobody else is going to want me. But I can't tell her that, you know. So I would be like, look, you know, you guys need to see a counselor, et cetera. But what if you have a doctor in there trying to show empathy and she goes, that bastard. Yeah, he cheated on me. Really? He cheated on you? That bastard. I don't know what to do, doc. You know what? Leave him. What if a doctor did that? Okay? You know, now, I think that's overstepping the doctor's bounds. I don't think a doctor should ever tell somebody they should divorce somebody. All right? But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if a conversation like that, you know, didn't happen. All right? Doctors are patients' advocates. So when a patient wants to sit there and cry on the doctor's shoulder, you know, now, usually how I handle it, because I want to show empathy, but I don't want to get involved into somebody else's marriage, even though the patient drags you in. What I usually do is whenever somebody says, oh, you know, I got cheated on, this is horrible, I go, you know what, it's not you, okay? You know, if you think you were cheated on, I mean, look at Jennifer Aniston, okay? She was cheated on, right? And she's gorgeous, you know, too, so it's not you, okay? Anybody could be cheated on. I was cheated on in school all the time. I mean, but look at me. You know, so you're way better looking than me. So it just shows that pretty people, ugly people, we all could be cheated on, you know. And if you need a counselor, I'm going to, you know, help you find one. So, you know, I try to be as empathetic as possible without getting involved. But a lot of times you'll have patients go, look, you know, my husband or you know, my wife is crazy. No, I will not get trapped in that. And now you have people that could be literally trapping you. Try to audio tape or videotape. I've seen people try to do that. Dr. Dahlia, you know, tell me what you really, 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 really think about Obamacare. Well, I'm going to say the same thing I say on air. I think Obamacare sucks. That, you know, that, yeah, anything else? No, but tell me what you think. You know, and so you'll have people go, okay, what do you want? Are you recording me? What do you want? So what we learned from this is, number one, never talk bad about anybody because it'll come back at you. And number two, always be aware that you can always be recorded at all times. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, we got some teenagers who, rather than playing video games, or, I don't know, you know, burglarizing a convenience store, these kids decided to do a science experiment. And they created a color-changing, STD-detecting condom. Danielle Ali, Chirag Shah, both 14, and Mawaz Nawaz, 13 years old, won a Teen Tech Award this week for their idea called STIEYE. Oh, that's very cute. You know, STI is for sexually transmitted. Well, D is disease. Sexually transmitted. What does the I stand for now? They changed it. Illnesses? Instead of disease? I guess. All right. STD was easier. Don't be sure to change the name. But now they call it STI as an EYE. They want to create a condom that changes color when it detects an STI. We want to make a product that will make life simpler, easier, and better. What is a 13-year-old kid and 14-year-old kids thinking about sex and condoms and STDs for, really? So they're pretty advanced to be able to come up with this. I can understand a 40-year-old man was like, you know, in the research lab going, okay, now this makes sense. These guys haven't even worn a condom, I'm assuming. Anyway, good for them. Mawaz told Newsbeat, okay, I already said we wanted to make a product, but their idea is still in a concept stage where it involves a condom that is covered with antibodies that would react with the bacteria or antigens found in many sexually transmitted illnesses. So once bodily fluids come into contact with the latex, if the person does have some sort of an STI, it will cause a reaction through antibodies and antigens hanging onto each other, which would trigger an antibody reaction causing a color change. All right? And they took inspiration from HIV testing method ELISA, which utilizes color changing. So the student said the color change would work on both sides of the condom, with different colors for different STIs. Green for chlamydia, purple for genital warts, blue for syphilis, and yellow for herpes. They say it prevents people from getting embarrassed going to clinics and lets them find out in the privacy of their own home. These guys are brilliant. I think this is phenomenal. Now, the idea for this STI came about, I guess, in a Dragon's Den-style competition at their school. I guess they were searching the Internet, and we came across a Reddit post called 20 Things That Should Be Invented. And it said a color-changing condom, so we decided to add a twist of reacting it to an STI. And they thought they would get in trouble. They thought that they would get in trouble because, you know, people would think it was making a joke. And if you look at the condom wrapper, it actually has an eye on it. So I'm pretty impressed. All right, I think they live in England. This is being reported by BBC. They did get help from the science teacher who taught them about antibodies and antigens and how they would work. And now they have to test the science to see if it's really, really feasible. I think they won a couple thousand dollars for this. I'm not sure. So, would it really work? Absolutely. You know, I mean, here's the thing. If somebody is shedding herpes, if you have a way to pick up a viral antigen, it's brilliant. This is very, very doable. If somebody has syphilis, if somebody has chlamydia. Now, you got to be careful for false positives because that could really, really be embarrassing. But there definitely is potential with that. So I think it's good. Good for these kids for doing something like that. And, you know, more of us need to be a little bit more creative in the science realm of things. All right. Apparently, they are studying a little bit more about sperm-egg fusion. And this may later help us create a male contraceptive. Now, we have been futzing around with male contraceptives and trying to, you know, come up with something that men would even take. You know, I don't think my husband would take a male contraceptive. You know, he's like, you handle it. You know, we each have different things that we handle in the family. You know, I handle my mother. He handles the dog poop. I handle the contraception. He handles the foreplay, which he's really lacking in. Can I just say that? But that's okay. Never mind. All right, but anyway, so they say key molecular events that could be played a critical role as sperm and egg fuse to create new life has been identified. Okay, so I guess they're kind of figuring out how the sperm egg fuses. Understanding at the molecular level exactly how the sperm is able to bind with and enter the egg now opens up opportunities to identify molecules that can then disrupt or block the fertilization event. Yeah, you know, men could take something that kind of coats the sperm so that the sperm are basically inactive. There could be something like that. Anyway, they say when the sperm first arrives at the egg, he goes, woohoo, man, you're a hot mama. And she's like, what? Oh, no, you didn't. You get out of here. And then they fight. But the sperm contains enzymes to help it penetrate the egg and fuse with its target. The release of these enzymes is known as the acrosomal reaction. Guys, I'm going to be giving you guys a pop quiz, so I hope you guys are writing this down. The head of the sperm is completely then transformed by this reaction, and a huge, tremendous change takes place. But there's a particular protein, I guess, within the sperm that will not change place when the head of the sperm is going through this big reaction. And the protein is called the ESP1. It makes sense. I mean, if you want to figure out how to get into the egg, you're going to have to use some sort of ESP. That makes sense to me. So the protein remains in place, although a lot of the other proteins are lost in this little baby acrosomal type explosion. So they suspect that ESP1 is one of the key molecules that helps stabilize the equatorial segment region of the sperm head. For those of you that want me to quiz you on the anatomy of a sperm head, you might want to listen. All right? Well, I won't go into it yet because we're still talking about this. I don't even know the full anatomy of a sperm head. You know, I thought I had a couple googly eyes and a tongue hanging out. You know what? look what I get to do. But I guess there is some sort of anatomy. They say one of the things that is so interesting about this protein is that as the acrosome forms, the equatorial segment appears to be specified very early in the formation of this organelle. That's what Dr. Hurst said. Yeah, is that interesting? He said that's what's interesting. He said something that what's so interesting is that the equatorial segment appears to be specified very early in the formation of the organelle. See, fascinating stuff. I know, they're geeks, but you know what? They're good geeks. We don't know enough yet about the protein-protein interactions, so I hope you do inform us, please, because this is such a good segment. Here to be able to come up with a defined male contraceptive strategy. So it's pretty early in the process of seeing where a small molecule drug might interdict these interactions. Well, there's a word for you, interdict. The study was in the journal Biology of Reproduction. All right, so what does all this mean? I really don't know. It means they're starting to really, really dissect how the sperm hits and gets into the egg. And if they realize what protein there is, if they ever want to block the protein to help men have contraception, that's what they could build it off of. So you see? So it's fascinating stuff, but maybe not fascinating enough for good ratings. See, I have to do a show completely not on medicine or health. That's the problem. Nobody really cares about, you know, acrosomes and changing condoms. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about when we come back from break. We are going to be talking about how New York is now fining liquid nicotine makers because they're not making childproof packaging. So with the fine, obviously we're going to see prices go up. Not that I use the e-cig, but that's fine. There's a virtual reality treatment that will show promise in helping people get off addiction to alcohol. And we think the fountain of youth may lie in the starfish. Not the first time they thought this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.